Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Michael, giving you a call from National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting a poll about important issues facing your community and the nation, ma'am. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
You are. All right, perfect. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
50-50, depends on what I gotta do.
50-50? Okay, no problem. Thank you. Now, just for statistical purposes only, what is your age?
83.
83. Thank you. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
No, I'm not satisfied with the direction the country is headed.
So you're dissatisfied or very dissatisfied? I'm sorry.
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just please say so, okay?
Okay.
So the first one here is public schools. How would you rate them from 0 to 100?
Depends on what you're rating.
So this is in general. How would you rate public schools in general from 0 to 100?
Public schools. That's a hard one because some of them's good and some of them ain't.
Right, I mean, remember, you can rate them, you can give them any number from 0 to 100.
Well, I'm going to give them a 50.
A 50, all right, thank you. The next one here is Moms for Liberty. How do you rate that from 0 to 100?
Moms Delivery?
Moms for Liberty.
Moms for what?
Moms for Liberty. Liberty.
For Liberty.
Yes.
I ain't never heard of it.
No problem. Woke culture or wokeism? How do you rate that from 0 to 100?
Culture or what?
Woke culture or wokeism?
Wokeism. I ain't never heard of it.
No problem. Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
Fifty.
Charter schools from 0 to 100.
Private schools.
Charter.
Charter schools.
Yes.
What is a charter school?
How do you rate charter schools from 0 to 100?
I don't know what a charter school is.
Okay, no problem. Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
50.
50, thank you. The U.S. Department of Education from 0 to 100.
I'll give them 100 because they try.
All right. The next one here is public school teachers from 0 to 100.
Mm, 75.
Thank you. The National Education Association, or NEA, from 0 to 100?
75.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
In my neighborhood, they're good.
Thank you. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it's somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 to 10. So the first one here is, embrace American values and be proud American citizens. How will you rate this from 0 to 100?
100.
100. The next one here is, truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. How will you rate this from 0 to 100?
They do need to understand it. Yeah, 100. A 10.
A 10, okay.
Yeah, the next one is 0 to 10.
Yes. The next one here is our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement, and voting. How will you rate this from 0 to 10?
I think that they need to know how to, you know, life skills. So that would be a 10.
A 10, okay. The next one here is provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting from 0 to 10?
A 10. They need to know how to write out a check or use a card, or, and a lot of kids don't know how.
Thank you for sharing that. The next one is help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. How you rate this from 0 to 10?
With global job market?
Yes.
Hey, that would be like a 5 because, you know, it doesn't mean that these kids ain't want to go somewhere else and work. You know?
Okay. Right. Okay, so a 5. That's no problem. Thank you for being honest. The next one here is become more organized and have structure. How you rate this from 0 to 10?
I don't know if the school could teach them that. That's usually parents' job. We'll do a 5.
A 5, no problem.
They can help with it.
No problem. Would you say that your stay spent not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
I'm not really sure about that one. I think they've done their best of what they get.
Okay. I mean, if you had to choose one, will you say not enough, too much, or about right?
Not enough.
Not enough. Correct?
Yep.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you heard, read, or seen? Give me 1 second here. Okay. About critical race theory or CRT, yes or no?
Critical what?
Critical race theory or CRT?
Critical race theory? No, I don't know what that is.
So you haven't heard nothing at all about this, correct?
No.
All right. As you might have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Do you agree with this or disagree?
I don't know, because I don't know what it is.
Okay, that's no problem. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools. Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I've heard that they wanted to ban that.
So you heard a lot,
public
a little?
Schools. A little.
A little, okay, no problem.
But as far as that goes, the kids these days need to know what other people went through.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree with this or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. The next one here is, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree with this or disagree?
I agree. They should know.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classrooms discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political views without censorship. Do you agree with this or disagree?
Well, I agree. Because
strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly.
I agree. Because they're going to hear it at home, watch it, and they... If a teacher is a good teacher, they're going to give them the true facts and not just one-sided that they're hearing at home.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one here is teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Do you support this or oppose?
To teach them about the slavery?
Yes, it says teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Do you support this or oppose?
Yeah, I support it. I think that everybody should know what they went through.
Do you strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools. Do you support this or oppose?
Support. Strongly.
Strongly support. Thank you. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you support this or oppose?
Tell me again.
Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you support this or oppose?
Depends on what they're teaching.
Okay. So, I mean, based on this statement, ma'am, will you say you support this or oppose?
I would support it, like I said, but it depends on what they're teaching.
Depends on, okay, that's no problem. Now, is that a strongly support or somewhat support? I'm sorry.
I'm going to do a somewhat because it's like a 50-50 thing.
Okay. The next one here is increasing teacher pay. Do you support this or oppose?
Increase. Yes. I agree.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you support this or oppose?
No, they shouldn't. I oppose. You don't remove books just because somebody else doesn't like it.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed, thank you.
If they ain't going to find it in school, they're going to find it somewhere else. So why not have it where they can live? Where they can ask questions.
The next question here is, some U.S. cities have approved a new black study curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new black studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a black study unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Yeah, I support that. I think that they should know what black people accomplished.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support. And it isn't just black people, because black people weren't the only slaves. You know, there was other countries that had their slaves.
Thank you for sharing that, ma'am.
They still accomplished stuff, too.
No problem. Now, ma'am, we're almost done here, so I want to thank you so much for your time and for your patience. I want to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 to 10. There's only 3 statements here, okay?
Okay.
So, the first one here is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when a radical politician and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How will you rate this from 0 to 10?
10 being... 10 is
10, very convincing, a 5 is somewhat convincing, and 0 is not at all convincing.
Convincing. 10.
A 10. All right, now the next one here is... Okay. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and in 2023, it's likely to break that record again. Most of the books target include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How will you rate this from 0 to 10?
Read that over for me.
I want to read it one more time?
Yes.
No problem. It says here, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and in 2023, it's likely to break the record again. Most of the books target include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discussed themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How will you rate this from 0 to 10?
Like I said before, there's no reason to just pull it out in front of somebody when somebody else is going to teach them the same thing. They need to know what's going on.
So based on this statement, how you rate it from 0 to 10? Is it 10 very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not at all convincing?
Okay, is it, let me ask you this, is that to ban the books or to take them, or to not ban the books?
I'm sorry, ma'am, can you repeat that? You're breaking up.
Is that to ban the books or not to ban the books? I would say not to ban the books, because that's ridiculous.
Not to ban. So this statement is not convincing to you, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So if you give it a rate from 0 to 10, remember, 0 is nothing at all. It's not at all convincing, and you can pick 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. What rate will you give them?
So a 0.
A 0 is not at all convincing.
No, a 5. You don't want to ban them. Am I right?
What number did you choose, I'm sorry?
I'm choosing not to ban the books, so that would be 0, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and the last one here is, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How will you rate this from 0 to 10? Is the statement very convincing, someone, or not at all?
It's convincing.
So from 0 to 10, will you give it a 9, a 10, an 8, a 7? Remember, 10 is very convincing.
A 10.
A 10. Okay, no problem. Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree with this or disagree?
I changed my mind on that one because you already asked me that. I think the teachers should decide what they're supposed to be teaching the kids. It's what the teachers for.
Okay, so do you agree with this statement strongly, or some would agree?
Strongly, I agree. Teachers should be.
Okay, and the last one here is, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree with this or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
11.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm employed.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Living with a partner.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Republican.
Republican. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Strong.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Nope.
And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years, yes or no?
Yep.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years, yes or no?
Yep.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year?
Not.
Hardly ever or never?
Never.
Never. Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or a fundamentalist Christian? Does this apply to you or someone in the household?
Nope.
Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or a classroom aide? Does this apply to you or someone at home?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
I don't know. I live in a trailer park.
All right, that's no problem. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your patience. You have a wonderful evening. Enjoy. God bless you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Bye.